Here it is, the beginning of the, essentially the beginning of the second week of February, and we have some theater getting going for this season. At 10:30, you will be talking with the folks from Ignite Theater in Spokane Valley, but now it's to Aspire Community Theater in Coeur d'Alene and their production of Sweet Charity, which opens this Friday and runs this weekend and a long weekend next weekend, and we'll get into all of those details. And here to speak for it is, I think, Trigger Weddle. Are you one of the founders of this theatrical group?
I am. I'm the artistic director.
And artistic director. And I know we've been here before, but it's been a little while to say it. What was the perceived reason and need to create a theater company?
Well, at the time, there really wasn't a community theater in Coeur d'Alene. We have the Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we had modern theater, and there really wasn't a venue for community actors to find their moment. And we also have children's theater in Coeur d'Alene. We have a pretty vibrant children's theater. But we wanted to find somewhere for those people that weren't quite professionals and that had outgrown children's theater. Plus, the professional theater in Coeur d'Alene is only in the summer. So at the time, we thought it would be a great venue for our community actors to hit the boards. And so that's sort of where we started.
You're in about your third season?
Second season.
Second season now of Aspire Theater. And this really intense Sweet Charity. I say intense because of all the performances you're doing this week and next week. But first, talk about choosing Sweet Charity.
Well, it was really one of our board members, Chuck Etheridge, brought it
okay,
to...
Okay, Chuck, come up to the microphone and defend, and defend yourself.
Well, it was his idea. We have a really good pool of dancers in Coeur d'Alene. Lots of training there between the studios in Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls. And so we thought it would be a good show to bring. It hasn't been done in the area to our knowledge. And... It's dance heavy. I'm a dancer. And
right. Well, and also I it was important to us to do at least one show that was female centric, as we, you know, there are so many great women in North Idaho and Spokane, and it seems like a lot of shows are written to feature men more. So we wanted a female centric show. We wanted a show that was sort of sparkly and lots of glitz and glamour and lots of dance. And this is one of the best. At the time, we were in the middle of doing Catch Me If You Can, that Brooke and Trigger also were part of that creative team, and we were looking at iconic dance scenes, and I showed the young men in the cast The Rich Man's Frug from Sweet Charity, the original film, and it was just such an amazing dance sequence that music, I think, is also what attracted me to this show as the musical director. I just really enjoy that music and a lot of other Sweet Charity music, but you know, it's a great show, and like Trigger said, it just hasn't been done. I don't know that it's ever been done here, at least not as long as I've lived here.
Okay, Chuck Etheridge and Trigger Weddle, and so let's move to the director. And as we talk about putting this together, and that is Brooke Woods. So you've been pretty involved with Aspire too,
yes,
haven't you? Yeah. Well, we'll talk about putting together this show with its singing, with its dancing, with its story. What did you need to do?
Well, this show is a fun show because of the fact that it is so character driven. It's Charity is lovably quirky, and she has to have something endearing about her, or else...
Or else what's saying?
Or else you won't like the show, because she's in every scene. and it has to be an actress who can carry that, and you have to have a lovely support system for her with the dance hall girls. So it's been a lot of fun just to watch these girls pick their character and to find their motivation and what makes them who they are. And I love a good kitschy play or musical. I love stuff centered in the 60s and 50s. It's kind of one of my passions. And so we were in the middle of Catch Me, and this was a nice fit for Trigger and I, and again, to work together. And we've worked together on a few other things as well. And it always meshes well.
Nice. Well, talk about the song "Baby Dream Your Dream."
So, "Baby Dream Your Dream" is Charity's two gal pals, and they are at first making fun of Charity for falling in love yet again with a young man, and she's ready to give up this life in New York and settle down. And at first, they're kind of giving her a hard time, and by the end of it, you realize that these ladies, all they really want is to be in love and to have someone who will take them out of their doldrums of New York and working at a dance hall.
So let's go to our studio and hear this song, the song "Baby Dream Your Dream," Emily Cleveland as Nikki and Denny Thorpe as Helen, or is it Helene?
Helene,
with the pianist Jenny Twitchell, and the song "Baby Dream Your Dream."
Nest in 3 years.
Yeah, she's feeding the chicks and he's ready to fly the coop.
Three fat, hungry kids, all in pink condition. So who's in the red? That nice obstetrician, Big Daddy's favorite pastime. He's had it for the last time. Come to think of it, how happy I would be if someday I could find the kind of guy who'd say to me, "Baby, dream your dream. Close your eyes and try it. If only I could dream, 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 a dream.
From Sweet Charity, "Baby Dream Your Dream," sung for us by Emily Cleveland and Denny Thorpe. And Sweet Charity, which opens this Friday, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday there are 2 o'clock matinees this week, and then it's a longer week next week, taking advantage, obviously, of Valentine's Day. It begins on Wednesday, February 14th, Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30, plus matinees on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and the 18th, 2 o'clock matinee is the pretty much standard theater times that we have around here. So the two of you, first we'll kind of distinguish your voices. Emily Cleveland, hello, Emily.
Hello, how are you?
Good. And then I'll find your name here, Denny Thorpe.
Yes,
hi. Hi, Denny. Okay, talk a little bit more about this dream that you're dreaming, your characters and where they are in their lives and what kind of dreams they're dreaming.
Well, my character, Nikki, she's like the big sister of the Fandango Ballroom women, and she's very tired, but the job pays the bills, and she's very blunt, and she tells Charity, like her kid sister, you know, just how it is and how crummy of a life it can be. And, you know, deep down inside, she does really want that lifestyle of, you know, love and marriage and kids and...
Okay, and then and you, Denny?
Yeah, my character is Helene. She's Nikki and Charity's friend. Charity's kind of like our stray puppy, I guess. Like, we take care of her. We're like, not her parents, but her definitely big sisters. And I think that Helene definitely is in kind of the same place as Nikki. Like, she does the job to pay the bills, but I don't think that she hates it quite as much. I think that she really is, like... happy with her life, although she would like to get out and find someone that actually loves her, just like Charity. But I don't think that she wants to admit that.
Mm-hmm. Are either of you jealous of Charity? Is that part of it? I don't. It's been too long since I've seen this.
I feel like Nikki's just like, oh, here comes another one. You know, like just head over heels for another loved one. I'm just kind of like whatever. And
oh yeah, I think Helene's a little jealous.
Yeah, there's probably a slight jealousy in there, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, who wouldn't be like happy or jealous of this girl who's madly in love with someone?
Sure, and we'll bring her into the conversation in just a little bit. In what ways are either of you playing to type or playing against type?
Oh gosh,
this is confession time on the radio.
I mean, there's a slight, I mean, I'm a blunt person. I mean, sometimes I don't sugarcoat everything. Mm-hmm. So I think I can, you know, I'm a lot like Nikki in that way. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what about you, Denny?
Oh yeah, I think that Helene just really is there to enjoy her life, mm-hmm. which I relate to, and she's just having a good time with her BFF Nikki, and they're really just in this together, which I can totally relate mm-hmm. to, like the sense mm-hmm. of togetherness, like they're all their friends, it's like their little girl gang, and I can definitely relate to that because
especially
mm-hmm. as a dancer, because all the scenes were like in the dance hall hostess like dressing room getting ready, and you know, it's just like the same thing.
Yeah,
when
girl
you're at
time.
Dance and you're in the dressing room, like it's the same, just different era, different
exactly.
Backstories.
And Denny, where in your life are you? Are you in school right now or what?
Yes, I'm a senior in high school, and I just got accepted to Marymount Manhattan College. Ooh. So I think I'll be going to New York next year for dance.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's where I am.
Nice. Okay, and Emily, what about you?
Just this for right now. Yeah, I'm planning on moving to New York, hopefully in the fall, and just make dreams happen, I guess.
Sure. Well, that's an audacious move.
Exactly. Oh yeah, big move.
Okay. So these two of the many characters here in Sweet Charity as Nikki, Emily Cleveland, who was just speaking and a moment ago, Denny Thorpe as Helene. So let's bring you in, Amber, to defend Charity Hope Valentine. Let's start right away with all of the words describing even your name. Sweet Charity is the name of the play, and then your name is, so I'm told here on this page, is Charity Hope Valentine. What kind of kid are you that settled with all of these names?
Well, and see, that's what, it's funny, is kind of our ironic with that, is Charity Hope Valentine,
Valentine's her last name, and that's all she wants is love. You know, all she wants is just someone to love her, someone to accept her and take her away from the life that she's been living, you know. And so it's ironic, the whole Valentine, that she got stuck with that, because that's all she is. That's just her, she's love.
And then what about the hope part?
I think, I mean, it kind of ties into that, the hope of just wanting something more. I mean, she's always wanting more, but she's never really satisfied with what she does. And so I think it's the hope of something better is going to come. And that's, there's a song called Something Better Than This, where all three of us girls and all the Fandango girls sing, you know, we all just kind of hope for something more. And then the charity part comes in where, I mean, she's given herself up like nothing, you know, whether it's money, her money, she's always giving it away. She's always just giving up her time. She's always just giving herself up, and she never takes time for herself. And so that's probably where she is at fault a little bit, because she doesn't really sit back and think, what does she want? And in the second act, she sings, Where Am I Going? And that's really where she reflects, because all of this stuff is happening. And it's where she's thinking, I think I'm in love with this guy, you know. And so it's where really where she's like, where am I going in my life, you know? And so, yeah.
But as you describe it, she's operating out of just a lovely ideal, isn't mm-hmm. she? And not too concerned about some of the practical things, hence the needing of the two other women that yeah. we were just talking to kind of hold you in line.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they totally do. I mean, I probably bring in a million different guys saying, I'm in love with him, I'm in love with him. And they're like, we've heard this a million times. And the time where I'm like, I'm serious about this guy, and I think he's actually serious about me too, because you actually see that in his character, where every other guy just kind of brushes me off and is just kind of using me like for whatever. And Oscar really does want me for my time. And I think that's where it's that shift of, oh, wow, there are guys out there that, hey, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, well, that anticipates where I was going here, and I don't want you to give anything away, but I assume that you grow and change in the course of this show. Does anybody else grow and change? And the director could come in or the other people and defend that question, too. This is the director, Brooke.
Charity grows in herself and in confidence, because if she doesn't, especially nowadays, it wouldn't play right. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't grow so much in her quirkiness and giving herself up. As a love, she stops that, obviously, because she's like, okay, I got to start with myself. You know, I can't be giving that up. But she's still, you know, giving up her time and doing things. Maybe she's changing it, where it's no longer just giving it to whatever. She's actually thinking of where she's putting all of her time and stuff now mm-hmm. towards the end.
And her love interest, Oscar, too, he has a nice arc as well. He starts out mm-hmm. a little bit quirky and questioning who he is, and then he grows into a man who's ready to take on this quirky individual. And then he finds that maybe he has some questions in himself as a man, if this is something he can really do. And so you watch his character have an arc as well.
How many cast members are on stage in the course of it, give or take?
33.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and so there's just a whole bunch of people that probably function simply as dancers.
Yes.
What we would call the chorus.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Bob Fosse vehicle. So it's dance heavy, beautiful, beautiful choreography, great music, songs that have stood the test of time in Broadway, and when people come, they'll be like, oh, that's mm-hmm. where that came from. Even if they don't know the show itself, they'll mm-hmm. know the music.
You're using a combo for the accompaniment, instrumental combo? Yeah, go ahead and
It's actually a 9-piece, mostly professional orchestra.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
you're going for it.
So if we'll come in a bit of, you know, 3 brass players, 2 reed players that switch, and then rhythm section, piano, drums, bass, guitar.
You got a band.
Yeah, we've got a good group.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. all local, mostly professional players, yeah.
Right. Well, Amber, let's send you out to sing a song to kind of conclude this. Amber Fiedler, in the role of Charity Hope Valentine, is going to be singing a pretty famous song from Sweet Charity, If My Friends Could See Me Now, joined by the pianist Jenny Twitchell. ¶¶
chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, we look at where I am. Tonight I've landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, alone with Mr. V, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d', I'd hear my buddy sing, crazy what gives, tonight she's living like the other half lives. To think the highest brow, which I must say is he, would pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friend could see me now.
Amber Fiedler, clearly being endearingly quirky as Charity Hope Valentine in the song If My Friends Could See Me Now, joined by the pianist for this, Jenny Twitchell. So thanks to everybody from Sweet Charity. It opens this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. Then there is also a Saturday matinee, 2 o'clock, and a Sunday matinee. That's the first weekend. Second weekend opens on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30. And again, a Saturday matinee, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock at the Croc Center in Coeur d'Alene. That's Aspire Community Theater. If one simply Googles Aspire Community Theater, I assume you'll find your way there for the ticketing information and all of that. That's not all that well easy to communicate on the radio anyway. So thanks to everybody who's come in.